Annie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You've been part of that very lively art scene on Woodburn Avenue in East Hyde Park for several years, and now you're planning to bring a new element to that mix. Tell us about the gallery project, what it is, and what you want it to do.
Last summer, Beverly Lamb and I were speaking, and Beverly used to be the education program planner at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And we both were talking about this sort of lack of community art in our life. So we thought of this idea of an after-school summer program place for students whose arts have been cut from their school and or who don't maybe have the parents who are super supportive or understand the importance of creativity in adolescents' lives, high school students. And so we came up with this idea called the Gallery Project, which serves as both a production studio, so a place for these students to go after school to make art, to have their own space, to be involved in the programming. But then at the end of a five-week session, they'll participate in the gallery part of it, which would be an art opening coinciding with the Walk on Woodburn that is done every 6 weeks. So it's both a place for art production, but it's also small business, being involved in the promotion of a gallery event, hanging the gallery event, exhibiting the work, and hopefully selling the work.
So these youngsters will be what age group?
7th grade through 12th. You have to interview in, so it's by recommendation. So we are working with local schools in the neighborhood and other parents that we've presented this to who feel that their student or child shows a creative potential, but maybe their schools don't foster that. And so by recommendation, you're interviewed and then selected. And then we'll have a core group of about 6 to 8 students. And once you've completed 6 weeks of programming, you'll be invited back if you show seriousness. So it's not just an after-school sort of babysitting. You have to be involved and you have to show respect, effort. You can't just sort of breeze in and out. It's a very serious opportunity.
You talk about this project as being for youngsters of the local community. And I wonder just what you have in mind, because Woodburn Avenue is close to several neighborhoods.
We're going to claim that as local. Because I always got this from Phyllis Weston. She said, if you've put your big toe in Cincinnati at some point or another, we'll claim you as a Cincinnati artist. So we don't want to just be limited to East Walnut Hills or Walnut Hills. Evanston is part of Woodburn Avenue. You know, if there is someone from a school district and maybe their parent works in Walnut Hills, I talked to a woman who works at the Widmers around the corner, and she said my daughter would be perfect for this. So we exchanged information. So we'll see.
Well, meanwhile, things keep happening on Woodburn Avenue, and the next Walk on Woodburn is Friday, July 12.
When I first moved Pack Gallery to the area, there was this Walk on Woodburn, and so Manifest Gallery and Pack Gallery would have art openings that coincided, and some of the little other little shops would participate and be open. And then Shauna Maria, who owns Hybrid, really took this under her wings or belt and really put some serious time and energy into getting a lot of pop-up shops to fill the empty storefronts, getting people like Par Projects or Jens Rosenkrantz to fill in spaces. She's collaborated with New Soul Glass Studio and had them do a demonstration in Schulhoff's parking lot. Food carts, beer carts, musicians now all kind of come together to create a happening for not only the local residents of the area, but for people to say, hey, there is a reason to come here. These shops are great. These are small business owners. These are people who are passionate and love what they're doing and have put their heart and soul into it.
Well, one of the signs of the vitality of that arts community is that Manifest Gallery, which has been a spark plug there since it was founded about a decade ago. It's expanding, and in that process, it's restoring the storefront facade of its building. Will that be a visual help, do you think?
Absolutely. And Jason Franz was not only an art teacher of mine back in the day at DAP, but I went to the first opening Manifest had, and I'm so proud of him and what he has done. And they are so close to their final goal to expand Manifest Gallery. And it is very exciting because he is going to open up another storefront space that's been sort of closed off. And then right next door, a gentleman is redoing all the apartments, and then there'll be hopefully maybe a wine bar. And so with Kitchen 452 coming in across the street, I mean, we are starting to see all these wonderful little stores come together and fill the empty spaces. And Shauna was so brilliant by doing these pop-up art shows, because now all the storefronts that were vacant and the landlords were allowing us to use those storefronts, those are all filled with retail spaces. So it's really been a great grassroots effort of people pulling together to put their sweat equity into it to make this evolve into what it's become today.
Well, it might be useful to say just what section of Woodburn Avenue we're talking about when we talk about the walk on Woodburn and the arts community. So how would you describe the location?
A landmark that a lot of people know would be St. Ursula. So if you're coming down East McMillan and Woodburn branches off to the left, Palette Studios is right there. And then there's exercise studio, my yoga studio, Clear, a new massage parlor. And it continues all the way down. And then what they've now coined the business district is where Manifest Gallery is, Kitchen 452, Le Bon Vivant, the French store, Parlor has moved in, the salon. But then just even a little further down past Woodburn Avenue, so basically the space between East McMillan and Woodburn Avenue, is Café de Sales, which is a little coffee shop, and then Suzy Wong's, the Asian restaurant. And now the owners of Café de Sales have opened a little market. So it is slowly kind of spreading north on Woodburn Avenue.
Well, it's an exciting neighborhood, and the gallery project is going to be an exciting new element. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Annie Bowling about the gallery project, which will add another layer to the busy and vibrant neighborhood of Woodburn Avenue. For more information, see wwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.